This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Low demand and an uncertain economy contributed to sluggish U.S. auto sales last month. Some industry watchers say sales figures for August reached a 28-year low. Micheline Maynard joins us to talk more about the latest numbers. She's a senior editor of Changing Gears, a new public radio project that looks at the future of the industrial Midwest, and a former New York Times business correspondent. Maynard is in the studio at Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Leanne.
So tell us, if you know, why last month's auto sales figures were so low. What were the contributing factors?
Well, in August, the car makers sold about 1 million cars and trucks, and that sounds pretty good. But in the really good years, sort of the middle of the last decade, they were selling about 1.5 million cars in August. Last year at this time, there was a special program from the Obama administration called Cash for Clunkers, and that gave people up to $4,500 if they brought in their old cars and they bought something more fuel efficient. And the program basically was out of money very quickly because everyone said, this is a great deal. So that is why August this year looks particularly bad compared with last year.
Is it also, do you think, because households don't feel they really have the money?
Right. The things that are most important when it comes to auto sales are employment numbers, housing numbers, and consumer confidence. And I guess we can say that all of those look pretty shaky right now. So when you're worried about your job, when you've tried to put your house on the market and you've been told you're going to have to list it for $100,000 less than you paid for it, and you're really not sure about the future, that's not the time to go out and buy a $35,000 car.
Car makers are also reportedly offering fewer incentives and promotions. Is that factor hurting sales?
It is very much. You can see it in some of the car sales numbers. Toyota, which had done really well in the Cash for Clunkers program because it had small fuel-efficient cars, their sales are down a third this year in August. GM was down by about a quarter, and Ford was down about 10%. Chrysler did better, but a year ago, Chrysler sales had pretty much dried up because they were in bankruptcy. And now people are starting to creep out and buy Chryslers again, but certainly not in the way that they did a few years ago.
The U.S. auto industry is still recovering from the recession. Can it sustain given the dismal sales figures?
The one little bit of good news in all of this is that General Motors and Ford are actually making money, and Toyota is too, even though Toyota's had a really tough year with the recall situation that's faced them. But long term, they really need sales to pick up in order to keep their engines going.
Micheline Maynard is a senior editor of Changing Gears, a new public radio project. She was a business correspondent for the New York Times. She joined us from the studios at Michigan Radio. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.